The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 16, 1980, at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Music is a wonderful way to begin the week, and that's what Music Time in Africa is all about. I'm Rita Rochelle, and each week at this time I play recordings by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Welcome, friends, and thank you for joining me again. As you know, it is through these programs that my colleague Leo Sarkisian and I hope to contribute to a deeper appreciation and a clearer understanding of the beauty and meaning of the music of each other's cultures. And we hope this will further contribute to the enrichment of human relations and goodwill between all of us. It is to this ideal of mutual understanding that a certain African musician is, at the present time, devoting his musical efforts and career. I'm going to tell you about him, but first, let's get the program started with Ron's Boy and his highlife band of Accra, Ghana. Oscar Sully Brima was born in Ghana, West Africa. He earned his Master of Music degree at the University of Nairobi, Kenya, studied in Germany, and later came to the United States and received a certificate in composing and arranging at the famous Berklee School of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm sure many of you in West Africa are familiar with his name. Some of the bands he organized or directed included the Black Star Line Band in Ghana, the Tony Benson Sextet of Lagos, Nigeria, and the Wachamba Quartet, and many others. Today, Oscar Sully's exciting music reflects the present-day interaction between the cultures of West Africa and America. As lecturer at the University of Illinois in the United States, he has combined his talents with his own group, called the Afro Percussion Ensemble, and the Air Force Band of Mid-America. The result has been a most unique record album titled Music of West Africa. The album is considered unique in two ways. It demonstrates that West African music can be studied, rehearsed, performed, and recorded outside of Africa in the Middle West of the USA by non-African musicians under the leadership and guidance of a West African music teacher. There are two records in the album. One features West African traditional dance music by the Afro Percussion Ensemble, and the other record is original modern popular music, High Life. I'm going to begin with the traditional music, and Oscar Sully is the master drummer of the Afro Percussion Ensemble, and there are five American musicians, all students at the University of Illinois. The group demonstrates a number of traditional dances, beginning with the Abiko, music of the Anlo Ewe people of Ghana. It was originally performed after war to celebrate victory and to enact episodes from the scene of the battle by means of dance gestures. And this is an example of the Abaza, another dance peculiar to the Ewe people. Master drummer Sully also imitates the voice of an Ewe mother singing to her child. Another traditional dance which Oscar Sully and the Afro Percussion Ensemble demonstrate is the masked dance of the Nafana tribe of the Ivory Coast. According to custom, women are not permitted to watch the performance of this dance, This next recording is called Achum. Master drummer Oscar Sully describes this music as the earliest form of traditional highlife music and says that it was developed by the Congomba from traditional Fanti social music in Ghana. I'm going to include one more example of traditional music by Oscar Sully's group. On his album, he describes this recording as juju music of the Yoruba in Nigeria. The recording also shows how talented and versatile Mr. Sully really is, because in addition to his role as master drummer, he's also the featured flute player. I think you'll like this number. You've been listening to the traditional music of the Oscar Sully Afro Percussion Ensemble from an album recorded at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois in the United States. As I mentioned earlier, there are two records in the album, one with the traditional drum music and the other featuring Oscar Sully's original modern popular music played by the Air Force Band of Mid-America. They call it highlife music. That's my kind of music. Mr. Sully is out for my own heart. Mr. Sully has titled his original composition as Wahala Goes to Lagos. In his own words, Wahala is exciting, funky juju music. Well, how about that, friends? Wahala Goes to Lagos, the music of Oscar Sully of Ghana, played by the United States Air Force Band in the state of Illinois in the USA. Actually, you're listening to 62 musicians. That's how large the Air Force Band is. About 8 trumpets and 8 saxophones, trombones, guitars. There's just not enough time to mention all the musical instruments. The University of Illinois annually enrolls and employs a fair quota of world culture specialists and students. The expertise of these scholars and students is shared with university faculty and the community. Traveling foreign music specialists share their talents through performances, seminars, lectures, and recordings. This furthers the appreciation, research, and study of foreign musics. The influx of foreign specialists to the USA, particularly those from non-Western countries, and the increased travel abroad of American specialists and students for research and study is resulting in an ever-increasing understanding and knowledge of various world cultures and their musics. I think our own music man, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, is a good example of what I'm talking about. And that's what Oscar Sully from Ghana is all about. Hope you've enjoyed his music thus far. Oscar Sully states that Mr. Kwesi Fianco was his early benefactor, who gave him his first trumpet and encouraged him to pursue a musical career. In his own words, he says, "Because of the kindness of Mr. Fianco and his wife, I have composed this piece for them. The music is rooted in Ewe tribal themes, but written in the style of high life. It's a nostalgic and sentimental testimony to an exciting period in my life." Here's this final number from Oscar Sully's album, Kwesi Fianco. And that's our tribute to Oscar Sully of Ghana, our way of expressing appreciation of his efforts in introducing the musical heritage of his country to others. Right now, quick hellos to Justice Opoku of Tema, Latif Amusa of Ho, Awudu Jaldi of Tamale, and Alex Williams of Accra. Our greetings to the rest of your families in Ghana. Thank you for your letters. And the same goes to Modu Ganatella, Modu Alamani Mustafa, Bukar Modube, Bukar Wanzama, Bash Bashir, Alhaji Yaguda, and Isayaku Hassan, all in the city of Maiduguri in Borno State, Nigeria. Also Kenneth Njuguna and Nick Kipsang of Tanzania. Again, we thank you for writing to us. I'm sure you all understand it's impossible to acknowledge everyone's mail, or else we wouldn't have time to play any music. But for your listening pleasure, I'll be back next Sunday at this same time with more music, and I'm sure most of you know by this time that I'm also on the air with a special Sunday morning show with lots of good popular music. I'm on right after the Sunday African Safari program in the news at 7 hours to 7:30 hours GMT, so join me then too. This is Rita Rochelle, hoping you'll stay tuned in now for the latest news on these same frequencies and meter bands as the Africa service of the Voice of America continues. And I hope, dear friends, that I've helped to make the beginning of the week a nice one for you, and that the rest of the week will be pleasant too.